Representative Nancy Pelosi of California has been elected the second-ranking House Democrat. Pelosi was chosen yesterday over Steny Hoyer of Maryland, 118-95, in a secret ballot of House Democrats. She'll be the highest-ranking woman in Congress when she becomes the Democratic whip in January. Pelosi, who represents San Francisco, has been a member of the House for 14 years.
I'm the senior Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, and as such work very closely with the administration in this fight against terrorism. We all stand side by side with President Bush in that regard. It doesn't mean that we have surrendered our differences on many other issues, especially as relates to the economy. And I know that President Bush respects those differences.
On what issues do you think Democrats ought to stress their differences?
Well, I think, again, getting back to the economy, we have done a bailout for the airline industries, which was appropriate. We must make a total commitment to the rebuilding of New York. We all agree on that, whatever it takes. It's good for New York. It's good for the country. But when we go beyond that, and we have we'll see what the Republican package will be, but we have to have a package that recognizes the ripple effect of the already weakening economy and the impact the tragedy had on our economy and our country, whether it be tourism or transportation and commerce or entertainment, whatever. So many people at the low end of the economic scale have been affected. We must have a stimulus package that lifts them up rather than just bailing out at the top. We have other areas like protecting the environment where we have a drastic difference of opinion with the Republicans. And for many of us, this is a defining issue about what legacy of this great planet we leave our children, the air they breathe, the water they drink, and all of the other environmental issues. Access to quality health care, that's a debate between the Democrats and the Republicans where we have strong differences of opinion. But again, looking at all those issues through the prism of the economy, it's great for our economy if our people can have access to quality health care, enabling them to move from one job to the next or perhaps to start a small business, to create jobs, form capital. That's all has a positive effect on the economy as well as on the personal security in people's lives.
Are you going to use your position to try to attract more women to the Democratic Party?
Well, I didn't run as a woman. I presented my credentials as an experienced legislator, skilled organizer, an astute politician. But the fact is that I didn't want anyone to vote for me or against me because I was a woman. But the fact that I am a woman is a giant bonus, I think, for the Democrats and for politics in general. Breaking this ground, this is a tough, rough turf to fight on. And for a woman to win on this battleground sends a clear message to women that anything is possible for them. I hope that it will encourage young women to go into politics, to run for Congress, to come here and to know that the sky's the limit for them.
So you want to be Speaker someday?
That isn't my plan. I wanted to be whip one step at a time. First and foremost, for a Democrat to be Speaker, we have to win back the House for the Democrats, and I'm fully committed to that, as I have been for years. And when we do, Dick Gephardt will be our Speaker, and long may he be in that position as the Democratic Speaker of the House. I support him fully in that.
Representative Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, the new House Minority Whip.